Okay, we're on Daf Tezayin and Mabez. We just finished a story about Yosef and the brothers. We are in the third of the wide lines towards the middle of the page. And the Megillah says, La'yudim ha'isar v'simcha v'sasim yikar, that to the Jews they had all of these things. They had a light and happiness and joy and yikar and glory and honor. Some Rabbi Yehuda, Ora zu Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda said that Ora is reference to Torah. The Jewish people had Torah. V'chein omer kiner mitzvah Torah, or that after Haman, Haman was killed, so the Jews then had a resurgence in the study of Torah. Simcha, they had a Zeh Yom Tov, that's Yom Tov. That's why it's a reference to Yom Tov. Sason Zumila, they had joy and happiness, so Sason, so that was talking about a reference to Bris Mila. The Jewish people were, they rejoice on Ezra with regards to God's words. V'yikar, elu tefillin, and glory is referenced to tefillin. V'chein omo evro kol ha'aretz k'shem nikra alecha v'yar mimeka, that the nations of the world will see that our tefillin, and that will give us glory and honor. V'tanu rebe lezer gadol omer, elu tefillin shebarosh. It's talking about tefillin shebarosh. This is why Avelim don't wear tefillin, because, or at least on the first day, right? Whatever it is, the detail is not important for us right now. But that perach ha'chava shalecha, that the tefillin is a symbol of glory. Good. So the Megillah continues later with the Saras b'nei Haman, the sons of Haman, v'yes parsha andasa, Aseres b'nei Haman. Amar Rav Ada d'min Yafo. Rav Ada from Yafo said, Aseres b'nei Haman v'aseres tzarech l'mirinu b'nishima achas, that you have to say all 10 of Haman's sons' names and the word Aseres all in one breath. Tosus over here writes, little Tosus on the bottom, Tosus over here writes that this is only the Charchila. If you didn't do it that way, so then it's okay. You don't have to read the Megillah again. But we read it all in one breath. My time, why is that? Because they all died at the same time. Remember Rav Yochanan vav devaisasa. Rav Yochanan said that the of Vaisasa's name. Vaisasa is the last of the Aseres B'nei Haman listed in the Megillah. The Vav is written in the Megillah long. It's a long Vav. Kimaradia Deliveros. It's like a paddle that they use. You know, like what is gondolas? You know, it's like it's got a long stick. And so that Vav is elongated to try to look like that stick. My time, why are we trying to make it look like a long stick? Kulu B'chad Skiva is that Kifu. Because they all were hanged on the same pole. So we're trying to look at that stick. I think we also custom is to read it elongated. Vaisasa. You elongate the reading. You don't just say Vaisasa. You elongate it. And I think it has to do with the same idea. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa Darash, Rav Shela Ish Kfar Tamarta. Rav Chanina bar Papa said that Rav Shela Ish Kfar Tamarta taught Kol Hashiras Kulin Nechlavas Ariach Gabe Levena Velena Gabe Ariach, that all of the Shiras that you find in the Torah are written a text on top of space. Space on top of text. It's not when you have a Shira, a song. So picture Oz Yashir, right? This Shabbos, the Shabbos Shira. So picture Oz Yashir in your head, and so you'll see that it's spread out. You have text on top of space, and space on top of text. Chutz Mishira Zu Machi Kanan, with this exception of the Aseres B'nei Haman, and in the book of Yoshua, the list of the Machi Kanan, Shariach Agabe Ariach Levena Agabe Levena, because they're written text on top of text and space on top of space. My time, why is that? Shotit Kumala Palasam, because we don't want to, the way Rashi explains, we don't want to give room for the wicked to like spread out. So we stack them up one on top of the other so they don't have any room to spread. So when Achashverosh is talking to Esther after the Jews start defending themselves and killing people, so Achashverosh, he starts telling Esther, look, Esther, in Shushan, the Jews killed this many people, and it sounds like Achashverosh is getting upset about what's going on. But then he says, you know, and Esther, what else do you want? Somewhere above, oh, Melamed Shabbat Malach Sitra Alpiv, that an angel came and sort of like smacked Achashverosh. So that changed his tune pretty quickly. And he asked Esther, you know, what else can I do for you? And when Esther came before the king, so she said with the Sefer, so with the scroll, you know, everything that that Haman did in the whole story. So Omar, the Gemara says, Omar, Esther is speaking. So Amram should have said that she said Amra in the feminine. So Rav Yochanan Amra lo ye Amar bepeh mashkosa b'sefer. So no, what the Megillah is saying is that it's telling us that you need to read the Megillah. It's got to be read from the cloth. You can't say the Megillah by heart. So Amar in my sefer, you have to say what's written in the book. It's a halacha. Divrei shalom ve'emes. The Megillah calls itself Divrei shalom ve'emes, words of peace and truth. Amar Rebbe Tanchum va'amrila Amar Rebbe Yasi. Malame shetzricha sirtut kamita shel Torah. The Megillah calls itself emes to tell you that it's just like a Torah. Just like a Torah needs to have sirtut. You know, it's like those, it's lines. They're like etched, you know. I mean, they're not drawn, but there are lines. You can feel them, in a in a Megillah, right? And a Torah has lines. Also, not everything, right? A get has sirtut, but not everything needs sirtut. So here the Gemara says that that a Megillah needs sirtut. This is where we learn it from. Divrei Shalom be'emes. It's written just like a Torah. Uma'amar Esther kiyam, and the words of Esther were accepted, right? This is talking about the holiday of Purim. So the Gemara asks, Ma'amar Esther in Divrei Atzamos lo? Does it mean that they accepted the holiday but not the fasts? Summer of Yochanan, Divrei Atzamos, Uma'amar Esther kiyam. You have to run from the pasuk into the next pasuk, and it tells you that they accepted all of it, the fast days and the holiday as well. This is at the very, very end of the Megillah. After Haman is already dead and the Jews are already saved, so Mordechai becomes great in Achashverosh's palace, and the Megillah says, and he is accepted, Ratzui, he's beloved, I should say, by the majority of the Jews. So the Gemara says, yeah, he was beloved by the majority of the Jews, but not by everybody. You can't please everybody. The reality of Jewish leadership is a sad reality, but that's how it is. Sanhedrin, that even some of the members of the Sanhedrin, they separated away from Mordechai. They thought that his spending time in government was taking away from the amount of time that he spent in the study of Torah. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Me'at Salas Nefashos, and Rav Yosef said that along these lines, maybe even the study of Torah is greater than saving lives. The Me'ikara Chashav Eli Mordechai Basar Dalet, Ulevasov Basar Chai Misha, because initially when we meet Mordechai, so this is sort of like class rankings. We're going to see it in a second. So he's number four he's number five on the list, and then when we meet Mordechai later in the book of Nehemiah, so he moves down a spot from number five to number six. Look at the pesukim. Meikara k'siv asher barim zubavel Yeshu 1, Nehemiah 2, Sraya 3, Ralia 4, and Mordechai Bilshon, he's number five in the class. That's what the book of Ezra tells us. Levasov k'siv, but later in the book of Nehemiah, we learn how ba'imim zubavel, those who came zubavel, they are Yeshu 1, Nehemiah 2, Azariah 3, Ramiah 4, Nechmani 5, and Mordechai Bilshon 6. So you see that Mordechai dropped down a spot. So because his work outside of the study of Torah had an effect on his study and on his teaching, and some thought that that was not a correct decision to make. Omar Rav Isim Rav Shmuel Bar Marsa. So Rav and some said Rav Shmuel Bar Masya taught Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Ben Beis Hamikdash, that building Torah is greater than building Beis Hamikdash. Kosman Shabarach Ben Neria Kayam Lo Iniko Ezra VaAllah, that so long as Baruch Ben Neria, so long as Ezra's Rebbe was still alive, Ezra didn't leave Babel to go to Eretz Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. Ezra stayed there because his Rebbe was there. So you see that the study of Torah can be greater than building a Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masya, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Avaim, that learning Torah can be greater than Kibud Avaim. Shekolosu Tshanim Shoyo Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eiver Lo Nenash, because all of the years that Yaakov was studying in the yeshiva of Shem and Eiver, he was not punished. The Gemara is going to explain the Omar Mar. Lama nimnu shnos of shal yishma. Okay, somebody help me with the math now, right? So why does the Torah tell us the years of Yishmael's life? Kedei le'yachis ben shnos of shal Yaakov, so that we will be able to figure out the years of Yaakov's life. Here's how it goes. Dichsiv, ve'eile shnichai Yishmael me'ashanos shim shonav yishav shonim. Yishmael was 137 years old when he died. Kama koshis Yishmael me'yitzchak, and Yishmael was older than Yitzchak. How much older than Yitzchak was he? Our Besar shonim. He was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'avram b'meshana v'sheish shanim v'leda sagar es Yishmael Avram," because Avraham is 86 years old when Yishmael is born. Uksing, "V'avram b'meshana b'hivaleid es Yitzchak," and Avram is 100 years old when Yitzchak is born. So if Avram is 86 when Yishmael is born, and he's 100 when Yitzchak is born, that means that Yishmael is 14 years older than Yitzchak. Uksiv Yitzchak ben shishim shana beledes osam, and Yitzchak is 60 years old when Yaakov and Esav are born. So bar kama have Yishmael b'Yisrael Yaakov. So if Yitzchak is 60 when Yaakov and Esav are born, that means that how old was Yishmael when they were born? Bar shivim v'yarba, means he was 74. 60 plus 14, 74. Kama v'aisha mishinei, and how many years did Yishmael live after the birth of of Yaakov and Esav? Shishin utlas, 63, right? 74,
from 137, 63. V'tanya, and further the Braisa taught, Haya Yaakov Avinu b'shoshin esbarach mei aviv ben shishim u'shalosh shana, that when Yaakov takes the bracha from Yitzchak, Yaakov is 63 years old. We don't think of him as a 63-year-old man when that story takes place, but that's how old Yaakov and Esav were. They were 63. Ubo baperek, meis Yishmael, and that's how old Yishmael was. That's when Yishmael died. Dichsiv, vayar Esav ki veirach, that Esav saw that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov. He saw that Yitzchak and Rivka wanted Yaakov to marry not the Bnos Kenan. So Vayilich Esav Yishmael Vayikach Smachalas Bas Yishmael Achos Nevayos. And so Esav goes to marry the daughter of Yishmael. But the pasuk says that it's the daughter of Yishmael and the sister of Nevayos. Mimash Rishon Rabbis Yishmael Neyodei Shiachos Nevayos. Well, if I know that it's Yishmael's daughter, then I also know that it is Nevayos, his sister. So the reason why the Torah repeats that is Melamed Shekitcha Yishmael Umeis Veseya Nevayos Achel. So that tells us that Yishmael died then, and Nevayos, who was the brother, ended up bringing her to the chuppah, ended up marrying her off. All the point is that that Yaakov was 63 years old when he took the bracha and left his parents' house. So shishinu tlas va'arbeisar the misyalad Yosef, and then 14 years until Yosef is born, because Yaakov worked 7 years for both of his wives in Lavan's house, so 14 more years. Ha shivin v'shiva. So now we have 63 and 14. Yaakov is 77. Uksiv v'Yosef ben shloshim shana b'yamdo lifnei paro. So if Yaakov is 77 when Yosef is born, and Yosef is 30 years old when he stands before paro, hameya u'sheva. So 77 and 30. Yaakov was 107 years old when Yosef stood before paro. Shav d'shiv. Shuv the shiva v'tarti d'knasa, and then we add in the 7 years of plenty and the 2 years of famine. So 107 plus 9 hameya v'shitzar. So that yields 116 years. That's how old Yaakov should have been when he came down to Egypt. Uksiv, but the pasuk says, v'yomer paro Yaakov, kami yimei shnei chayecha. Paro asked Yaakov, how old are you? V'yomer Yaakov el paro, yimei shnei migurai, shloshim yimei hashana. Yaakov says he's 130, but we just figured out, meya v'shitzar avion, he was really only 116. Elashma mina arba, so yishnin dahavi, bevei sever, lo chashiv lu. So really, Yaakov told paro the truth. He was 130, but there's 14 years that we didn't account for. Those are the years that Yaakov was learning in the yeshiva of Shame and Aver. The Tanya, Haya Yaakov Beveis Aver Mutman Arbaba Shana. That Yaakov was learning by Aver for 14 years. Aver Meis Lachashir Yaakov Avinu Laram Narayim Shtei Shanim. Aver died 2 years after Yaakov had gone to Aram Narayim. Yatsim Yisham Uvolo Laram Narayim. Yaakov had left her. He went to Aram Narayim. Nimzuk Shomar Ala Be'er Ben Shivim V'Sheva Shana. So when Yaakov went and stood by the well towards Aram Narayim, he was 77 years old. Now, having proven that Yaakov was in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver for 14 years, the Gemara now goes back to its original point. We were trying to prove that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbut Avaim. And the reason why we were able to prove that is because Yaakov Avinu was not punished for the 14 years that he spent learning in Yeshiva. So we just proved that he spent 14 years by Shem and Aver. Now we have to prove that, or now we have to demonstrate that he wasn't punished. How do you know that he wasn't punished for those years? The Tanya Nimtza Yosef Shapir Shmiyav Esrim Shtaim Shana. We see that Yosef separated from Yaakov for 22 years. Kishem Shapir Shyakov Vino Meyavim. Just like Yaakov was separated from Yitzchak for 22 years. But now the Gemara says, but Yaakov was not separated from Yitzchak for 22 years. To Yaakov Tchlasim Vishisav, and Yaakov was separated from Yitzchak for 36 years. El Ar Beser, Dabbeves Aver, Lo Chashiv Lu. So you see that the 14 years that he was by Shem and Aver wasn't counted. The Gemara says, wait a second. So if Sovtaves Lovan Esrim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, 36 minus 14 is is 24. So how did we get to 22? We said that Yaakov and Yosef were separated for 22 years, but he was away from Yitzchak for 36. Take away. So there's 2 years. I'm sorry. He was math is wrong. Sorry. He was in Lavan's house for longer than we thought, because he was in Lavan's house for 20 years, not 22. That's what the Gemara is asking. Oh, my math was right. 36. It is 14 is 22. But he was only in Lavan's house for 20 years. Right. 7 years for each of his wives, and then 6 years for the sheep. So it's only 20. It's not 22. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, "Ela mishum de ishtoi beorcha tartin shnin." It took him 2 years to travel. The Tanya yotzei me'aram na'arayim uvolo sukos v'yasa sham shmona esrei chodesh shneim rav yagan asa sukos v'even lo bayis mikneu asa sukos v'beisel asa shchadashim v'ikriv zavachim. So between sukos and beisel, you have the extra 2 years. Okay, let's go a little bit more. Let's just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Akoreis Megillah l'mafreya." If somebody reads the Megillah out of order, or kara al peh, if you read the Megillah by heart, kara targum mecholashon, or if you read the Megillah in any other language, lo yatsa. We'll see it in avakoros lo sblas. When we say any other language, if you don't speak that language, but you know, if you do speak a different language, you can read in that other language. Valois shavashuris yatsa, and anybody, regardless of the language you speak, even if you don't speak Hebrew, anybody can read in Hebrew. Kara, so you go to misnayim v'yatsa. If you're reading the Megillah, you read a little bit and then you stop, like a break. You read a little more, you break, or misname, where you're falling asleep. So you read a little bit, you fall asleep, or hayakosu dorshu magia. Or if you're teaching the Megillah, so you read the pasuk and then you explain, right? Or if you're writing the Megillah, and as you're writing it, you're saying every word. Im kivin livo yatsa. If you have in mind when you're reading that you want to fulfill the obligation, then it works. Im lav lo yatsa. But if not, it does not work. Kaisik suv b'sam sikriv mukomas kankanim alam yovel diftera lo yatsa shnei suv ashuris ala sefer obidio. If the Megillah is written in any kind of other kind of ink, or color ink, or paper, right, or script, you cannot fulfill the obligation of reading the Megillah. The Megillah needs to be written in Ashuris script. That's the print that we use in our Sifrei Torah. It has to be written on parchment, and it has to be written with Dio, with the black ink. Okay, we will stop here.